So David Hockney, a pioneer of pop art, lifted British painting back to the heights of the 19th century with Turner and Constable painting back then. Some of Hockney's paintings, most famous works possibly, paintings and photographs, are A Bigger Splash, A Closer Grand Canyon. You may like to have a look at them as you listen to this interview, actually. So David Hockney, he produced work in, and continues to produce work, in almost every medium. Prints, drawings, photo montage, iPad painting, and complete opera set designs. Well, there's a new film out. It's a documentary that offers new insights into the artist. It's part of an exhibition on screen series. So this aims to take viewers inside some of the world's biggest art exhibitions. This particular film is called David Hockney at the Royal Academy of Arts. It's directed by the UK filmmaker Phil Grabsky. Phil, thanks so much for joining me. And why were you drawn to the art of David Hockney?
Hello, first of all. One of the consistent themes of these films is that as artists get older, and this is something that's quite inspiring to us all, frankly, they get better. Many of these artists that I've dealt with, their best work is their later work. Rembrandt, Monet, Cézanne, I think you could argue with those. And I think with David Hockney, it's also true that he doesn't care what anyone else thinks. He has economic freedom. I mean, he's, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar business for him. He's something that's also consistent with great artists is that they all study those that have gone before them. They are constantly after new knowledge, new experimentation, as you mentioned. The 2012 exhibition, he's using iPad technology, multi-video camera technology. And of course, that means that they're getting better. Their craft is improving all the time. And I think that one of the things about David Hockney is that when you get his confidence, when he thinks you're going to be, you're genuinely interested, you're going to ask intelligent questions, because he's so passionate about his art, he engages in that conversation. And he's got no axes to grind. He doesn't have to present any kind of particular personality. He just likes to talk about his art. And he does it in a very humorous way. I'm sure you know that some people get him confused with Alan Bennett because they both have that kind of slightly jocular side to them and the Yorkshire accent. And I must admit, the reaction we're having to the film has been fantastic. I'm actually really pleased. I thought people might think it was, you know, too much interview or something like that. But people are absolutely loving it. And I don't think that's necessarily me. I just think they love hearing David Hockney talk.
Well, absolutely. In fact, we've got a little tiny little snippet from the film now, and it's about David, well, it's David Hockney speaking about painting in Yorkshire. Let's just take a listen.
My mother died in 1999. She was 99. And I began to, then my sister was in the house, so I kept staying. And then I'd go back to LA, but then a friend of mine died in LA that was someone very, very close. I spent most of my evenings with him. And I just suddenly thought, well, I'd go back to England for a while. I don't know what to do here. And I did, and I went up to Yorkshire just to be quiet for it, thinking it'd be quieter staying with my sister. And then I simply began to drive around looking at the landscape and realised it's very special, the landscape. It's lovely, actually. And I began by just, I thought, well, maybe I'll just go out and sit and look at it and find a way to make marks, make a language, find a language for it, which I did for 3 months. Then I probably went back to LA, and then I came back and did it in oil paints. Then I began to see, want to make them a bit bigger.
That's David Hockney speaking on this film about painting back in Yorkshire. And I'm speaking here with Phil Grabsky, the filmmaker who made this film. Phil, something that really struck me about David Hockney was his passion for his home country of Yorkshire, but also his passion for landscape painting, and how it was very interesting the way he talked about landscape painting actually being taboo back in the sort of 1950s and 1960s.
Well, there was definitely that period where a lot of artists moved into abstraction, which is more difficult, isn't it? It's more complicated. It's harder to read on a first glance. And I think David Hockney always kind of stayed pretty much with figurative painting. I think there's an element of nostalgia, and to some extent you can understand why, just hearing that clip when he went back to Yorkshire. His mother had died. I don't think you can ever overemphasize the importance of going back and remembering your upbringing and your parents when they were younger and your brothers and sisters. And I mean, he has no intention of moving back to England, but it's easy to feel a kind of yearning for the English landscape when you go back, which, after all, is very beautiful.
Mm.
What's so interesting, I think, is that the pictures are not realistic. I mean, if you analyse them, the colours are ridiculous. They're purples and blues and greens, and that's not how it really looks. But you don't think that when you're looking at the paintings. You immediately know what it is. And one of the aspects of a great artist is that they're not necessarily trying to reflect reality like a photograph. Indeed, they're often trying to do exactly not that. But they're thinking about the viewer and how the viewer will respond to the colours and the shapes and the forms of the painting. And these landscapes, I mean, I would have any of them on my wall.
Oh, for sure.
Because they are immediately redolent of that area. And I've been through that area myself.
The sense that I got also in the film with the 5 years, or it's about 5 years difference, I think, between the two exhibitions, four
yeah.
or 5 years, of the... I got this real paradox between the inevitable, in a way, slowing down of David Hockney as he's now
yeah.
80, and also just this incredible vitality of his work, that it's almost like the two things are kind of going in opposite directions.
I'm sure there's a sense that... And I've seen this in other artists. You know, last couple of years, I've made films about Cézanne, and Monet spring to mind. There is that sense of you're suddenly aware of time running out, and there's so much I want to do, and there's so much I want to learn. I think there's a little bit of that. I think that it's unfair, isn't it, when you show somebody in 2012 and then you show them in 2016. And there is a difference between a 76-year-old and an 80-year-old, and you see that with Hockney. He has aged, his hearing has deteriorated. I don't, and also I think there's a slight diminution of his energy, but in his studio back in LA, he is still up at dawn. He's still working all day long. It's still his passion. I think it's inspirational for us. I think we live in a world sometimes where people are given the sense of, you know, by the time you're 50, you're kind of past it. It's complete nonsense. And I think it's so often true of artists, it's certainly true of David Hockney, that the longer he goes on, the better he gets.
Yeah.
So yes, there's an aging, but I don't think that is in any way impacting upon the vitality of his work. And if anything, maybe it's actually stimulating renewed creativity.
Yes, it certainly seems like that, even though he does seem to still be smoking.
You're never going to stop him smoking.
No.
I mean, at least he doesn't smoke while he paints.
well, he should definitely keep painting then.
I'm kind of quite anti-smoking, I have to say. Yeah. So, but I kind of respect. He says, "Look, it's my body," you know, he's definitely rather antagonistic towards anyone who tries to stop him.
Yeah.
It's his studio, after all.
Oh, for sure. Phil Grabsky, the director of the new documentary David Hockney at the Royal Academy of Arts. And you can find out where to catch the film whilst it's premiering in Australia. Head over to our website.